Hello?
Hi, William.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Alex, Forrest, calling you from Forrest Life Houses. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm actually just giving you a quick call because, you know, I wanted to let you know that we're still interested in moving forward with purchasing your property. And, you know, I've talked to you in the past. I've sent you the extension for the agreement since the attorneys are requiring to get, you know, just something that would say it was extended. However, you know, that one that I sent you and you've already signed with Connie as well is actually expiring this 22nd of this month. And, you know, they needed the affidavit, or I mean, they needed the agreement to be valid. So I'm calling to let you know that we will be needing for you to sign another extension for the agreement to, you know, be valid just at this point. So the bankrupt attorneys can, you know, approve, or I'd say this is actually a requirement for them to approve the sale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I sent you that document yesterday.
When you send me the extension, let me see the numbers that's on that paper, because I don't know what I'm signing right now.
Okay. I just sent it to you yesterday. Connie already signed it. I will send it again. So it will just basically say that, you know.
I'm saying send me one with the numbers so I can see what I'm signing. Send me the whole document.
Okay.
And I'm going to sign it. And I'm going to sign it today.
Do you, are you on your computer? Because I can send it to you while, you know, I'm with you on the phone.
Yeah, I can do it. I can do that.
Okay, great.
Hold on
'Extension. What Forrest wants to do is, you know, to extend it for another 30 days. Next week is actually the holidays, but like technically it's for another month until January the 30th or 31st. But if there's a chance that we can close earlier before that, we would love to. I mean,
okay.
We would love that to happen.
I don't see no dollar signs. I don't see the I don't see the math. I don't see the dollars. I want to know what I'm signing.
Okay. Are you talking about the original purchase agreement?
Yes. What does it look like now? Yeah.
Let me see. I'm just gonna find it real quick, just because when they initiated the sale, I was not with the company yet, but I'm pretty sure it's just in here. I would have to look for it.
It's his fifth time either hosting or co-hosting the show. Everything you do is
This is a the original purchase sale agreement, right? So it's the same as the one I had before.
Yes, it's we didn't change anything on
How about the isn't the lawyer fees and all this stuff added?
No, we will handle all the closing costs and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and sign it right now.
Okay. And I don't, I can't pull it up right now, but if you, do you have, it looks like you have a copy. You still have the copy of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's still valid. We're actually just changing the closing date because the bankrupt attorney have requested, you know, something that is still valid. So instead of just doing another purchase agreement, we're just doing an addendum just to update the close date, you know, that we're extending it and we're still interested in moving forward to purchase the property. So on the addendum, it will just state that, you know, it modifies the original closing and the closing shall occur.
Good.
Yep. I mean, the closing shall occur on or before January 31st, or just a reasonable time thereafter. And you'll see something in there that the buyer may choose to extend this contract period by written notification to the seller during the escrow period. That means until the close date. Just for you not to sign the document over and over again. As much as we wanted to close, we're actually just trying to extend it every 30 days. That's really something that, of course, we don't want it to do moving forward because we are hoping that we can close earlier than this date or before January 31st.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Connie already signed it.
Did you get it?
Let me see. Did you just sign it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me refresh my system. And then I'll send it to the Sharon so she can you know, send it to the attorneys.
Okay.
Okay, I see that you've already signed, but the system is still updating, so I'm going to need to just... Okay, awesome. I got it now, William.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, absolutely. And one other thing, Sharon actually gave me an update on that affidavit that she is requesting from you guys. So she said that you advised her that you're going to have your aunt sign the affidavit this weekend. So I just wanted to confirm if that's still, you know, gonna push through.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry?
That's my plan, to get it signed this weekend.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. I appreciate it, William. Thank you very much, and have yourself a great weekend and happy holidays then.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.